USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again pressing Republicans on producing a new coronavirus-related stimulus package. House Democrats want a heftier bill than Senate Republicans in the White House have offered. Pelosi telling reporters this morning, no one in the U.S. is safe unless everyone is safe, and also accused many Republicans of having contempt for science. Pelosi also said at that same briefing, no one can deny the link between climate change and ongoing Western wildfires.
This wildfire, the assault on nature, Mother Nature's statement, do something about this.
Meanwhile, a firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. The firefighter had been reported missing late yesterday. His body was found today. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million in damage to just one Florida county, and nearly 400,000 customers are still without power because of the storm in Mississippi, Alabama, and in parts of Florida. They're still trying to reach people trapped by the storm in Mississippi and in Alabama. The remnants of the storm have now moved off the East Coast. An Instagram user is suing Facebook for spying on her and others by accessing cameras on their phones, even when the app's not in use. Popular Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat will be banned from app stores here in the United States beginning on Sunday. The Trump administration says it will ban all transactions and downloads of the two most popular social media apps used in China, saying that those Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risks to U.S. national security. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, taking another tool away from his city police, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist to prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. I'm John Hunt.
And Burger King is now revealing what's exactly in its Whopper. The recipe is right on the wrapper. They've printed the ingredients saying they want to point out that the burger is all natural, meaning no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.